I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, hi, welcome back to the pod, welcome back to the Patreon. We're here again, episode 49. It's crazy that we're about to finish the first season on Patreon too. Every season we've started, we've always added something new, and we have to figure out what we're adding next.
I think this
season.
Time we're gonna take something away. Yeah.
Patreon is gone.
No. We're taking away the Wednesday episodes.
Everything's on Patreon.
Everything on Patreon. No,
yeah, no,
kidding.
We're not doing that. But yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back. Okay.
We're going to talk about
oversharing, and I want to get straight into it because that is a topic that I feel pretty passionate about.
Let us know,
right? Okay. When you think about posting stuff online, okay?
Yeah.
I'm an open book in real life.
Mm-hmm. Meaning?
Meaning, what does it mean to be an open book, right? It means that you meet someone for the first time, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. You meet them for the first time and you don't have a single issue with sharing your whole life with them. You don't have that. You know, when you talk to someone, you're like, I'm not going to tell them that because I just met them. There's nothing wrong with that thing.
You know what's funny? I don't really have that. Like, I'm most of the time, so there's like very few things that are like off limits.
But you know what's funny is that I don't have that either.
I don't have to know you at all.
But sometimes, if anything, if I don't know you, it's even easier.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you don't know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes though, like, I'm such an open book that like when I meet people for the first time, I just tell them about my life, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I hold back on purpose, but I do want to tell them. But I hold back on purpose because I don't want them to judge me, to be like, damn, you just met me. How you telling me all this stuff? That's the only time sometimes I do hold back, honestly.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't, because you don't want to say it all at once, right? So you want to ask them some questions. And obviously it happens in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember just specifically holding back some shit that I want to tell you anyways.
I feel like I haven't met someone new in like a while.
Okay, but what have you done with some of the people that you've been meeting like last year, right? You hang out.
I would say.
You're like, an open book.
I would say usually try to lead by example.
Oh.
It's funny because we actually had this exact conversation.
No, tell me. So what do you mean by that?
No, what I mean by that is like, I generally am very aware. Stop laughing. I'm generally
so good.
Very so aware at like intentionally sharing things about my life so that then it's like I can see how far I can go. And depending on like how they respond to my sharing of something, I can tell whether or not we can keep going further or if we got to stop there.
What would one have to do for you to be like, okay, I can't continue sharing my life with this person?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Like
so much is about like body language, what they reply to.
Give me an example.
What I'm talking
about.
What's
the body language?
I can't. It's one of those things that, like, I can't just tell you. You either like see it or you don't.
To me, it's when someone replies to, like, let's say I've been talking for like 3 minutes straight, right? And then they go like this. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't really have people that say shit like that. I feel like guys say
guys do that
to each other.
The moment you say, damn, that's crazy.
Actually, you know what the girl
hold on a second. The moment you say, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We can talk about other things. But whatever I was telling you that you said that's crazy to, that's the end of the story. Yeah. I'm not going to keep telling you that because I... Damn, that's crazy. It's like, you got to say something else.
I was going to say, like, the girl equivalent to that might be, oh, really? Nah.
No, I really don't want to know if it's for real. Like, what you mean?
Oh, I'm trying to think. How can I tell when someone is like, nah? I feel like it's an intuition thing.
I feel like with women, it's like this. Like, you say something, and then she goes like this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No? I mean, I don't know.
You could be onto something. I feel like women, we're more complex. We have variety.
No. Y'all sneaky. Y'all good. I can't tell.
You wouldn't even be...
I wouldn't know if you actually care about what I'm saying. With guys, it's so easy. You can just tell.
Yeah, because they let you know.
That's crazy, bro. It's like, damn.
Bro, too.
Like, yeah, I know it's crazy. That's why I'm telling you this shit.
Okay, but I would say, in general, I love it when I get to overshare.
Me too.
Like, it's so fun. It's like, I literally barely talk to you and I'm telling you some shit that, like, you don't know who I am. We don't have enough for you to even care about what I'm saying.
What if it's some? Because I feel like oversharing with a stranger, it's not a special skill. That's okay, not anything
special. Can
we
talk about what's an example of... I wasn't saying it's a special skill.
No, but like, I don't, like you were saying, like, I have no problem oversharing with a stranger. Yeah, because he don't know you. But overshare with someone who knows you about some shit in your life. That's different a little bit.
Can we give some examples of what could be considered oversharing?
Oversharing, right. So
there's the easy ones.
For example,
like,
I mean,
how often you have sex?
How often do you have? I mean, who asked that? I've never been in the situation where I had to give you that number.
I feel like girls be talking about shit like that. Girls, let me know.
Let me tell you, girls are so cute. You know why? Because they would have a whole girls' night and talk about all that type of shit.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a girls' night. It can be like getting lunch.
Okay, it's still girls' lunch then. You know?
Give me an example.
But hold on a sec. I want to state it because... Women who do that, I feel like it's healthy. It's a healthy thing to do. Leave your boyfriends and husbands at home, whatever they're doing.
Why
do
you
got to
be at home?
Or
they're just doing their own thing.
It's not the point. It's not the point what the husband is doing, okay? The point of this story is that you guys get together.
Okay, the girls.
And you talk about all that type of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
And I think it's good and it's healthy to share that information.
Yeah.
So I think. I mean, it would be weird if guys did that.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I think it'd be weird because guys, we talked about this before because I feel like if guys share like about their sexual lives that they have with their partner and they share that with their other friends, their friends would start thinking about their partner in like a sexual way.
That is so weird that you think that. I don't understand why you think that.
I don't know.
You think we're just nasty?
Yeah. Like if I'm talking to my friend and she's telling me about something with like her boyfriend, I'm not thinking shit.
I'm not thinking shit either.
Really?
What do you think? I'm just like visualizing like, okay, so wait, when he said that, what does that mean? Like,
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like guys are more like...
Nah, that's not... Yo, if you were a guy, you would be that guy.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know.
You would be that guy for sure.
I don't know. We got to put that to the test somehow.
Okay, so basically...
Okay, you give me an example of an oversharing thing.
Okay, sharing your sex life and how many... I mean, who...
Okay, not that. Okay. Something else.
How much your rent is to some people, that's very private for some reason. Some people, they would talk about it and be like, yeah, you know, like, this is how much I pay here. And some people would be like, you know.
Some people would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even ask.
Yeah, exactly. But then you have some that are just like,
especially
New York. And then you have some people that would be like, you know, my apartment is pretty decently priced, but I'm looking for something a little bit more affordable. And the whole time you just think like, well,
what does that mean?
what are you talking about?
You know,
so.
But it's funny because when someone's looking for an apartment, it's not weird to ask, what's your budget? I don't think.
It's not weird to ask, but something about the specifics gets weird for people.
I really think it depends who. Like, I can think right now in my head, if my friend is searching for an apartment, I mean, would I ask, what's your budget? Probably not.
Also, do you want to help her find an apartment? Because if you
I
don't want
to. In that context, yeah.
Hold on a second. If you don't care to help her.
Then why do you need to know?
Why do you want to know?
Yeah. So it's only circumstantial. Like, if you are going to look for apartments, like, let's say we're hanging out together. And she's like, I'm looking for an apartment, whatever. And then maybe I'm like, oh, let's look together. And then I would ask, like, what's your budget?
Oh, that's cool. That's
chill.
That
makes sense.
I love me a good oversharer. First of all, I just got to put it out there.
Okay, so if someone just openly shares, like, I pay $10,000 a month for my apartment.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. nah,
yo,
I wouldn't say that.
I would, but you can't lie. Like, that would change how you look at your friend. You're like, damn, it's like that?
Wait, what do you mean that would change how you look at your friend? You're the person that people run away from.
What do you mean?
Why would it change how you... See, that's the problem that we have in this society.
Bro, $10,000 a month is crazy. Buy a house.
That's why people don't share shit.
But because also, what's the problem with me thinking that?
Because you're already judging them.
How am I judging? I literally said, damn, it's like that. Good for you. Like, why do you still rent?
Now you're adding shit. You didn't say, damn, it's like that. Good for you.
Well,
you
because first
that.
Of all, I wouldn't say, damn, it's like that to their face.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say good for you in my head.
Okay.
You know? But in my mind, if they're like, yeah, I pay $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, you're thinking. In your head, you would also think the same thing. Come on.
No, in my head, I would be like, oh, nice. Like, they don't need to know where I'm at. Like, that might be normal.
What you mean? They don't need to know where I'm at.
They don't need to know because people do this thing where they compare immediately. You just say you pay $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, if I pay
$4,000, it's like, damn. Like, people compare all the time. That's why people don't like to share things. People don't like to share how much rent. Is
but what am I
going to
do with that information? Okay,
I don't know.
It's $10,000. So when we go on a trip, I'm not going to be like, you got to pay more. Like,
okay.
Or something. It's just information.
So if you're not, listen to this, right? If you're not going to
do. If they offer the
If you're not going to do anything with that information, why do you need to know? That's my thing.
But I don't need to know. Let's say they just said it. They're oversharing.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, yeah, $10,000 is crazy.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.